This is the fourth episode in a series of interviews from the Wikimedia Summit in Berlin 2024. In the first episode, we heard about the Wikimedia Summit itself, and in the second episode, about the movement charter. And in the coming episodes, we will hear the perspectives from some of the affiliates attending the summit. Hello and welcome to Wikipedia Podden. This is a special episode recorded at the Wikimedia Summit in Berlin, 20th of April 2024. I'm your host Jan Einerli, and I'm here with Marley Kunstad Brødreskift from the Language Diversity Hub. Hello, Marley.
Hello, Jan. Thank you for inviting me.
Nice to have you here. So can you tell me a little bit what the Language Diversity Hub does and like what is your purpose?
That is a very good question. So the Language Diversity Hub was created as a way of providing an organization for all the new languages that is coming in and a place that can support them and also help them bring their concerns, their problems, their issues upwards in a more easy way, because we all know it can be hard to find your way inside this movement. So that was the beginning. We began it when I was working for Wikimedia Norway. So I guess a big reason why Wikimedia Norway took that role is because of Jon Harald Søby, that is a person a lot of people in this movement know and that is very involved in this language diversity work. So that is how we came into it. And of course, he and many others are doing a lot of work to support all the new languages. The hub is a way to try to organize it, make it more sustainable for the future so that it is easier to onboard the new one so we can get more language diversity. And yeah, that is where we are.
And that's very admirable. But also to be a little bit more clear, perhaps, when you say new languages coming in, what more concretely do you, like an example perhaps?
Yeah, so if you have a new language that want to create a Wikipedia, well, I mean these days all the majority languages has a Wikipedia, right? So it is most likely a minority language, it's an indigenous language, it is a language that is not very well represented digitally. So their challenges are, I mean, first we started out like the incubator in itself is complicated. So that is a challenge. It was the first one we kind of wanted to solve. And then we did our research project and discovered that, you know, hey, we are talking to communities that has struggled with access to internet, that doesn't have keyboards that fit them. They don't have a standardized written language. Many other challenges that we just maybe weren't aware of. So we want to help a bit with all of those things. Yes, also sources, of course. Very many of these are oral cultures. So we are not the only one doing this, but we want to maybe also connect those that are working on this so we can help each other and get more effect.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That makes it a little bit more clear and tangible. So you're here now at the Wikimedia Summit in Berlin, and representative for the hub. But what do you do when you're not here in the hub? What are the fun things or the important things that you like to contribute to?
Yeah, when my paid job is at the University of Oslo, where I just last year started a PhD, and my topic of research is information systems, and I am looking at the gender, how we are organized on a digital platform to solve a big problem, a global problem. So I'm studying Wikimedia as a researcher. So when I'm here at the summit, I am also observing how we are shaping our governance, which is so interesting, and it's really nice to come from inside and then now also take a role from the outside to understand it better, because, you know, I can bring that back inside and say, hey, but we are doing great here. We are doing so many interesting things. We can always get better. Well, I hope I can contribute to that. It's ambitious.
One should have ambitious projects that brings us forward. And what are your expectations of the Wikimedia Summit, sort of like in your hub perspective?
For the hub, it is to meet more people and tell what we're doing and get some feedback to what people would want from this kind of hub, because it is, that is something we are working on. It's also, yeah, the networking is really important. And then getting a clearer image of what the hubs are, should be, how other people understand the hubs. I mean, that it has been really interesting so far. Yeah, networking, I guess it's...
And we're about halfway in when we're recording this through the summit. Do you already have something that was really good, some highlights, something that you will remember or bring home?
Yes, obviously. And I bet everyone you talk with will have the Oxfam representative high on the list here. His quote, like, we have to take risk to make a better world, and we have to gaze inwards to make changes outside. I mean, thank you so much for the organizers for inviting him. I think he was really impactful, great person. And my other highlight was last night, the last thing I did, I think, was joining the Wiki Women camp. They had a little meetup where they discussed kind of what had happened and how to move forward. And that is interesting for two reasons. One is that it is such a good work they're doing, and it was very inspirational for how we can continue building our hub. So it was like great for like the Wiki Women development to see what they're doing, but that is a fine piece of work that is being done there.
That sounds fun, really, really fun. And finally, what are some plans that your hub, the language diversity, are planning, like in the future? Is there something that other affiliates or contributors, volunteers should look out for, or maybe even like, oh, here's an opportunity for people to come help?
Yes, we are definitely wanting to be in Wikimania, being the conferences that are relevant to reach out to people, to meet more people. Basically, I have met this weekend, met many people that are somehow working with documenting some languages, or there is so many people working on that. And I really just would love them to come to our meta page and register, just write what you're doing, just so we can start building that network connection, because I'm not going to start mentioning because I'm going to forget, but so many people have similar idea, and the wheel is invented again and again and again in this movement, and you know, that is maybe one of the prime motivations for the whole hub idea. So, you know, share more and we can help you share. Yeah.
That is such a crucial but important and yet simple first step. So I really encourage everyone listening, if you're anything interested in the languages and the diversity hub, go to their meta page. There will be a link in the show notes. Thank you, Mali, for joining us, and good luck in the rest of the conference.
Thank you so much for being here.
In the coming episodes, we will continue to hear the perspectives from the different affiliates attending the Wikimedia Summit. In the next one, we will have a guest host, because the interviewee is yours truly, the representative for Wikimedians for Sustainable Development.